If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
A greenhorn. I know those are old expressions. I wouldn't ever use them, but...
Some people do, though. Mm-hmm. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, I usually say color. All
right. Suppose you're angry with a colored person and thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
Do you mind repeating that one?
Suppose you were angry with a colored person and thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him? If you got angry, what would you call him?
I'd be careful of what I said in the first place.
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't describe him any different from what I would a white person.
Okay.
But I can't think of a word. Rude. I might say the person was rude.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I are?
Just repeat that.
How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the same race that you and I are?
Are. Caucasian.
Okay. Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? Perhaps when another race was mad at us, they may.
Yes, I'm right. No.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Well, disturbed, upset.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really, what?
Tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school?
Because, well, he could have liked it.
More generally,
She sent him home because he had a fever, mm-hmm. had a temperature.
And got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling, down in his stomach, you would say that he feels sick.
Nauseated.
Okay, would you say to his stomach, at his stomach, on his stomach?
Oh. My goodness. I'd never say either one of those. Okay. Let's see. Sick, at his stomach.
In his stomach.
In his stomach.
On his stomach. To his stomach.
I'd just say he was nauseated.
Okay, then, all right, that's fine. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? And if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, I call it a very uncivilized act, I think, but I don't approve of that myself. I would never engage in it. I don't know what they call it. I know they do it. Sometimes they hang bells on the car, you know, when mm-hmm. they write just married. Which I think is so, it's just so rude. It's just not courteous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to the child, you better behave or what
the
will
get you? The hats will get you. Now that's a word in the South, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Carry.
Okay.
I wouldn't say tote.